Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon, everybody. It's good to be with you. Hope everybody's doing well. Yesterday, we talked about Jordan Hudson. And if you're not familiar with who she is, she's crazy, stupid, hot. She is dating Bill Belichick. She is 24. He is 74. There's nothing weird about that at all.
She also is in control of any and all email communication that he has with the university, which is totally
bizarre,
normal,
considering she's not an employee.
I asked yesterday, could he be fired, Sam, because of the interruptions from the it's just the optics of her interrupting that interview again and again and again, coupled with her handling staff members at the University of North Carolina. Very few bosses would put up with that.
So now, if you missed the CBS Sunday Morning News, Bill Belichick is being interviewed. She is off camera, and they ask, you know, how did you guys meet? And out of nowhere, you hear her voice coming in saying, we're not talking about that. And Bill Belichick, because he's whipped, doesn't even say a word. They just move on.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Sam, go back and look at it.
Here, let me get that for you.
It is so uncomfortable. So then the story doesn't become they're doing an interview about his book. The story becomes,
why is his 24-year-old girlfriend
answering
stepping
questions
in
for him?
Oh, my.
She's acting as the handler.
But it almost looks, I don't know what the word is.
Well, there were all these comments, all these jokes because of their age gap that he was grooming her. It's almost like it's the opposite.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Listen to
That's
this.
What a lot of people are saying.
Here it is.
Flag on the play.
Not talking about this.
No.
Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, shutting it down a question from CBS Sunday Morning when the notoriously stoic coach was asked about his relationship with the former cheerleader, 48 years his junior.
Stupid thing.
The six-time Super Bowl winning coach, who is never one that enjoys talking to the media.
Tom's age in the draft.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Well, you think I'm a 37-year-old?
We're on to Cincinnati.
Has seemed to take it all in stride lately, from getting roasted for his relationship by his former players.
You used to talk about Foxborough High School when we sucked, but now I know why you're so obsessed with Foxborough High School. You were scouting your new girlfriend.
To joining Instagram and showing off life with his girlfriend of 2 years.
Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
Now, this is a guy who's worth millions of dollars. Keep in mind, in this interview on CBS Sunday Morning, he is not wearing a UNC sweatshirt. He is wearing a Navy sweatshirt, and it is ripped. There is a hole near the neck. And, I mean, he looks like a bum.
I mean, that is a pretty consistent uniform of his. But, man, I had not heard that interview update.
We're not talking about this. And here's the other deal, Sam. What they didn't air, and I wish they had. I wish they had aired it. There were staff members saying he did not come with anybody else, anyone from UNC, just her, and that she consistently interrupted the interview.
Oh, my God.
From off camera. Now, we learn from the USA Today that apparently UNC was part of the Hard Knocks show on HBO, or they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
She, not he, shut it down.
Hmm. Okay.
North Carolina was previously set to be the team featured on the show Hard Knocks, marking the first time the set would follow a college team. Normally they followed professional football teams.
They followed the Browns, yeah.
But the deal reportedly fell through on March 4th, just days before it was reportedly set to be announced. The Athletic is reporting that Belichick wanted North Carolina to be featured on the show, which is overseen by the NFL, according to more than 200 pages of emails that the outlet acquired in a public records request. An email dated February 24th from Bobby Tehan, UNC's assistant director of football operations, claimed, quote, "This production is at the request of Coach Belichick. It was sent to school administrators. Everybody agreed. Except Jordan Hudson shut it down."
It's almost like she's acting not just as his handler.
As the athletics director.
But as that and his agent and everything.
What college? He might be a really, really good football coach. I'm not.
We're about to find out when he doesn't have Tom Brady.
But what college is going to put up with that? Colleges have boards of trustees. They have presidents. They have media departments that are now fielding calls about what should have been a private relationship. She has made it public by putting all those weird photos on Instagram. I mean, I don't understand why UNC is putting up this. If you were an alum, you would be calling the school and saying, this is embarrassing.
Don't think for a second they're not.
What are we doing?
Somebody says in the text line, Scott, you should only wear 98.1 KMBZ gear. Well, I'll tell you what I don't wear. I don't wear Hot Jams 103.3 gear.
Yeah.
We also don't have KMBZ gear.
Well, we do, but we had to buy it ourselves.
Please stop pretending like we have merch.
Come on.
Calm down there.
That's not the point. Something is going on here. There is something afoot between the two of them. Some type of, we had talked about this months ago, about this was some type of business arrangement, mentor.
She's using him to launch an agent career, effectively.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
You wouldn't hire her to be your agent?
He apparently did.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say it was hiring.
I know. All right. All right.
Transactions happen in all kinds of ways.
Also, super odd that she's shutting down the How Did You Guys Meet story.
She's already stated publicly how they met.
And find the exact details of how they met.
They met on a plane. Yeah, they met on an airplane.
Well, she's probably just trying to overmanage something that she thinks that she can manage and is supposed to manage, like a PR person or something, and she's just stepping in it.
I said this yesterday. I'll say it again. Their relationship is gross. It's gross. It's inappropriate for a 74-year-old man to be dating a 24-year-old woman. It is inappropriate. She is young enough to be my daughter. He is old enough to be my dad.
Correct.
But are they dating? Or do we just assume that they're dating as a couple? I think there's some other kind of...
We saw those fun-loving pictures of them on the beach where she was doing her cheerleading thing and he was trying to hold her up with his feet.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Like they're playing airplane like you did in the gym when you were a kid.
Or I was going to say like you did with toddlers growing up, but yeah, I don't know. It's fine.
With
I just don't see
it's
Bill
so
Belichick
weird. The whole thing is so weird.
Do you think she rides in the back seat in a booster seat?
Okay, all right.
Forward facing or rear?
Come on. It would at least be forward facing. That's enough.
What did you think about Reagan's administration? Who?
Clinton? Wait, what administration? She was born in
Obama.
The first. No, George W. Bush in his first administration.
She's younger than my son.
You said your birth year starts with a 2?
What? Hang on. Let me see what year she was born. I mean, she was born in 2001. What day? Because we started a 9/11 series last night.
She is the age of my daughters.
And mine.
And you said this yesterday. When you start thinking of your own children who are 21, 22 years old, and then you frame it that way with someone older than my father, it's gross. I know they're adults. That's just, it's gross.
It would be weird if this was just a...
No, it's weird. You can stop that sentence
right
there.
I feel bad, Dan. I feel bad, legitimately. I feel bad for his adult children and his adult grandchildren.
Yeah.
Because you would just be mortified.
If this was just some kind of romantic relationship that was really weird, that would be one thing. But this is dealing with public and business and jobs and PR, and there's just something else afoot.
Yeah, his grandchildren are the same age as his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something. It's something.
It says here she was born in 1994. That's impossible. That would make her 31.
Mm-hmm.
That is false. She is 24 years old. I'm trying to find her actual birthday. Here we go.
I don't know that we need to be doing that deep of a dive here.
I'm just trying to see if she was born before 9/11 or
not. We're
not
talking about that.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Post-sex nachos. By the way, when they come back to town, I know they're performing this summer. We got to get them back in the studio.
We'll
maybe they can do this song. This is their new hit, Walk Away. Kurt in Lenexa. Kurt, hello.
Apropos for the topic we're talking about.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Happy Throwback Thursday.
Same.
This is the Belichick thing is rather strange. First of all, this seems like this new lady that he's got, apparently she likes cougars on the men's side. And I just think this is just very, very strange. And I feel like telling her, lady, you've robbed the cradle. And number two, it's like Al Pacino's character in Scarface. He says, first you get the money, then you get the power. Well, he's got the money. He's got the power, or he had the power, that, you know, he was the coach of the Patriots. And I remember the celebrity weddings from the past, and Nicole Smith married, I don't know how old that guy was.
He was in his 90s.
Howard. Wasn't his name Howard? Yes.
Yes, Howard. And then, of course, rest in peace, Michael Jackson, you know, married Lisa Marie. And I mean, that was an interesting pair. But Belichick and this lady, next.
His name was Howard Marshall. They were married in 1994. He died in 1995.
Howard Marshall.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember worthless things like that that clog my brain, but I do.
And I'm going to guess that she married him for his money.
She claimed they were deeply in love, Scott.
By the way,
they were married when he was 89 years old.
He did not know he was deeply in love. He did not know what a fork was used for.
He didn't know his own name.
I know it. I know it. His family was furious.
As they should have been. As they should have
that,
been.
That estate went to a heated civil trial, and I think she ended up winning, and then another court maybe reversed it and gave his son some of the estate.
Since here, go ahead, Sam. Sorry.
When Bill Belichick was born, TVs didn't have color yet.
Correct.
When she was born, cell phones were mainstream.
Yeah, it's a difference.
So if he's 72 years old, that means he was born in 1953.
Correct. My parents are 52. Let me.
Eisenhower was the president.
Let me tell you this. Normally, when it's a much older man and a much younger woman, people just shrug and go, well, she wants his money. When it's a much older woman and a much younger man, people go, oh, gross.
Mm-hmm.
In this case,
it's gross.
I think the only reason this is making headlines is because she has crossed over the line into business and college athletics. Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, but Dana, we were making...
Prior to that, it was more just you shrug and you go, well, she's after his money. I mean, hello.
Which is so obvious.
She's going to build a name for herself and then, you know.
And I get it. You know, he's having fun while he can. I get it.
Think this exploded. Charles Barkley, like major, mega former athletes and commentators are talking about this today, not because of the age difference, but because of her stepping in to business matters that have nothing to do with her. Charles Barkley said, look this up last night. He's worried about his friend. He said, I am worried about him. The insinuation being he is being taken advantage of.
He is.
Now, the difference between this specific relationship and similar relationships that we've seen in the past, in those situations, it was typically pretty quiet. We found out about the 75-year-old man who married the 20-year-old. It made news, and then it went away. In this specific relationship, it is being shoved down our throats at every single turn.
So I have not cleared this for language. So, Sam, keep your finger on the dumb button.
Is this Charles?
Yes, it is going to be as soon as I get through the commercial. Yes. So this is Charles Barkley last night.
Well, this is a very slippery subject for me because Bill's one of my really good friends. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, he's been a great friend for me for a long time. We've been friends since he coached for the Browns. I think he got to be very careful right now. This is starting to be on a very slippery slope. He's the greatest football coach ever for him and Nick Saban, for college Nick Saban, for Bill, the NFL. Yeah, I from what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got. But I will admit, I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. And I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good, but I am concerned from what I'm hearing, because, it's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
And he's such a control freak, but he's relinquished control, it feels like. That's what's surprising to me.
Yeah. Listen, man, I have very strict rules on things about, don't ask me no personal questions. Nobody in my family can speak. No, I'm the one who's famous. I'm the one who have to deal with all the crap. No, don't say anything. Because if you say something, it's just gonna muddy the water. That's what I call it. If any family member speak out, it's just gonna muddy the water. And I'm a little concerned, I'll admit that. Because he's my friend through good, bad, and whatever. And I just hope I hope everything's all right.
Okay, that's Charles Barkley talking about Bill Belichick.
Read between the lines.
He's very concerned. And he thinks Bill Belichick, and I think rightfully so, is being taken advantage of. And maybe, if I read even deeper between the lines, can you deduce from that that he thinks Bill Belichick may not have all of his faculties?
That's the insinuation. Now, there are people listening probably in their 80s saying, it's my life, it's my money, butt out. And I agree with that.
To an extent.
Until it starts bleeding into your professional life.
Or if you're being taken advantage of, not because you're a charming, wonderful 72-year-old man, but because you are a mega rich 72-year-old man, and I'm a 24-year-old woman who doesn't want to have to work for the rest of my life.
And just because it's not a phone call coming from an unknown phone number doesn't mean it's not a scam. That
great,
scammer is
great
just
point.
In your bed.
Yeah. And you're playing airplane with her on the beach as she bounces on your feet.
It makes me uncomfortable to talk about it, and I don't know why. Because he is an adult.
Well, but Dana, how many times have we had the conversation about plenty of people who are adults who have gotten advanced in their age and are being taken advantage of by somebody who is a little bit wittier, sharper, quicker, more cunning than you are.
He is known as a control freak. That's why this is interesting. When she's finishing his sentences and butting into the interview, that's not the Bill that those close to him know. The Bill closest to those people would say he would have never allowed that. And so then what's going on?
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Fox News. The 10th victim has been recovered from Fox Hollow Farm, where suspected serial killer Herb Baumeister lived in Indiana. He died in 1996. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office said in a news release that the body found at Fox Hollow Farm in Westfield, Indiana, belongs to Daniel Thomas Halloran. According to Fox 59, Halloran was born in 1972. Officials are not sure when he died. Halloran is the 10th identified victim from Fox Hollow Farm, but investigators have tied Baumeister to at least 25 victims overall.
He lived on this $1 million, 18-acre property known as Fox Hollow Farm with his wife and children. He would kill the men and then dispose of their remains on the vast grounds. And we figured this out during the break, Sam. It sort of started to unravel in the 90s when his son was out playing in the woods, found a human skull.
Totally normal.
And his dad was like, oh, my grandfather was an archaeologist, and that's from him. And police were like, we sure about that? They have since found more than 10,000 bone fragments.
I think I've actually heard about this case before. Did they close in on the property and
he took his own life? He took his own life.
Is that a fact?
He took his own life. But, you know, keep in mind, there are all of these men from around that time that went missing. And, you know, you had Jeffrey Dahmer. You had the I-70 serial killer. You had all of these really awful, evil people sort of operating in a vacuum at the time. They don't even know how many men and boys could be buried on that property. And someone lives there, Scott.
Mm.
I mean, I would not be able to live where something that, I mean, no way.
I certainly wouldn't go traipsing through the woods.
He would frequent gay bars in the Indianapolis area. He went by the name Brian Smart. That's what he would call himself, Brian Smart. His real name was Herb Baumeister.
Have you seen his photo, Sam?
Creepy.
Oh, it is so creepy. He honestly, he looks like a very boring, quiet, like insurance salesman.
I was just going to say that.
Crappy tie.
I was just going to say that.
You
accountant,
know,
maybe?
Yes, yes.
Fluffy hair.
And blended right in.
It says here, police identified Brian Smart as Herb Baumeister. Investigators approached him, told him he was a suspect in the disappearances of a number of men, asked to search his home. Both Baumeister and his wife, Julie, refused to allow a search of their property.
Uh-huh.
By June of 1996, however, Julie had become sufficiently frightened by her husband's erratic behavior and filed for divorce. She consented to a search. The search of the estate was conducted while Baumeister was on vacation. It turned up the remains of 11 men, 8 of whom have been identified.
They're asking any family members of males that went missing in the 1980s or 1990s to please come forward and submit DNA for genetic testing. They don't know who some of these victims were, Scott.
With a warrant out for his arrest, Baumeister fled to Ontario, Canada, where he committed suicide at Pinery Provisional Park on Lake Huron by shooting himself in the head. Baumeister left a 3-page suicide note written on yellow notepaper. He regretted messing up the park and felt badly about his broken marriage and failing business, but he did not mention the remains of his victims or admit to any crime in his suicide note.
10,000 bone fragments.
Yeah, listen to this. Where is the new owner? In 2007, a man named Robert Graves. Oh God, really?
What?
Graves.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Bought Fox Hollow Farm, and proceeded to move into what many say is a cursed house. Graves spoke about it as recent as 2022, following a renewed interest in identifying the bone fragments that were found scattered about the property. Again, there are 10,000 samples, many of which need to be identified. Quoting here from Mr. Graves, "We don't go looking for them, but they do turn up, and I take them to the University of Indianapolis when they do."
Somebody says there's an incredible documentary on. I'm looking that
up. It's a Hulu documentary. They're talking about it.
It's on Netflix, actually.
He says he's happy to help in any way he can. There's certainly a lot of families that don't have answers, and maybe with new technology, they can get some answers. There are a lot of guys out there still not identified. Now, look, you live on the killing grounds of the most notorious serial killer in Indianapolis, to this point, just Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Bones are routinely turning up. How do you live there? That is like that. That's like a gravesite for forgotten gay men in the 1980s and 1990s. I wouldn't be able to live there.
You're right. It's on Hulu. It's called The Fox Hollow Murders.
Oh.
Don't go morel hunting.
This is so sad. Listen to this.
And by the way, it just came out, 2025.
Yeah, that's why it's in the news again. According to WRTV in 1994, the families of two missing men hired a private investigator named Virgil Vandegrift to find their loved ones. Alan Wayne Broussard, 28 years old, Roger Allen Goodlett, 33, were last seen in Indianapolis in 1994. Vandegrift, the detective, knew they were gay men, so he started looking at local gay bars where he quickly learned all of these men were missing.
Was Baumeister gay, or did he have a
double beef? Life? Double life.
Okay.
Baumeister had a wife and children.
Right.
And the wife thought that he was a totally normal person.
Until I don't they know, Sam. He was bringing all of these men back to the house where he lured them back there.
Did she know that?
Well, probably not.
How do you not know that that's going on in your own house?
It's a large estate.
I'm going out to the woods again. Don't ask any questions.
BTK?
BTK killed his victims off-site. This was at the house.
In the woods.
And if you have 18 acres, it's pretty common to go out into the woods again.
18 acres is a lot of property.
You would know. You're a farmer.
Listen to this. While investigating, this detective met Mark Goodyear, the only known survivor of this Baumeister serial killer. Mark Goodyear told him about an upsetting encounter he had with a man after going home with him. Goodyear said they met at a bar and went back to this guy's house in order to swim in his indoor pool. He said his name was Brian, but they later realized this was Baumeister.
Brian Smart.
The pool was made creepy by the fact that Baumeister had set up mannequins all around it. Goodyear told detectives they had been posed. One woman was in a dress reaching into a cabinet. One was a lifeguard. Several others were just posed around as if they were enjoying the day.
I know what I'm watching tonight.
Me too.
I
can't wait.
No way.
You're wait, you have a sick, just like me.
The second you walk into someone's house with an indoor pool and there's weird mannequins posed all around, I'm out.
He's eccentric.
That reeks serial killer, and you know it.
Well, of course it does.
By the way, what was the first name of that Graves character?
I don't know. I stopped at Graves.
Robert.
What is short for Robert?
Bob.
Rob Graves.
Oh, God. That is also super unfortunate, Sam. You know, but at least Robert seems like a nice guy who's trying to help.
Would you buy property where there was a serial killing?
No!
Whatever became of John E. Robinson's properties?
Oh, I can't imagine anyone still lives out there. Maybe. It was a lot of farmland.
What about his house in Olathe?
Oh, God, Scott, I don't know. I wouldn't want to live anywhere where people drove by slowly and pointed.
Who was the guy in Kansas City, Missouri?
Bizarre. Bob's Bizarre. Bizarre.
Bob, what was his last name?
You know.
Oh, my gosh.
You're
onto it.
Burdetta. Yeah, you know. Tell us on the text line.
Burdella?
Burdella.
Yes.
Thank you.
His house was torn down, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they tore that house down.
Bob Burdell, that's right. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. She is Dana Wright. That young man over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So his wife's name was Julie Sater. They married in 1971, but within 6 months of marriage, he was admitted, he being Herb Baumeister, admitted to a psychiatric hospital for treatment. They had three children, lived a seemingly stable life until the mid-1990s.
He did not just start killing people in the 1990s.
Wait, hold on a minute. Seemingly stable? He was just admitted to a psychiatric facility.
He was seemingly stable, yet he is in a padded room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did find some reporting from CBS News that stated he killed most of the victims when the wife and children were away on trips or vacations or out of the house. Some of the men, Sam, disappeared on the same day, didn't know one another. Like, this is going to be so much more than 25. One of the sets of remains they just identified was someone who was never reported missing and wasn't even on their radar.
18 acres is a lot of land. And 10,000 bone fragments. That's a lot of bones.
How many bones are in the human body?
318, I think.
So would you do the math on that for me?
No, I'm not doing bone math. No, I draw the line at bone math.
206. Wow, I was way off.
So how many times does 206 go into 10,000?
Stand by.
It's a lot.
49 people. 48 and a half.
It's going to be a large number.
The half a person was a full person.
Carrie in Kansas City. Carrie, hello.
Hi. Yes. So I actually used to live down the street from the Bob Burdella house. And I didn't even know it until my husband told me. And he actually told me the story about it because I knew nothing about it. And I've lived in Kansas City for a really long time. And if you go, the only thing that you're going to see is just stairs and then land. There's nothing built on top of that house. Nothing. There's nothing on that land.
Still to this day.
There's nothing. And I found it to be the creepiest thing because we used to go down to a restaurant down in Westport area. And I guess he used to sell the human remains through that restaurant. And
what? Yeah, I remember hearing that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, he buried people in the backyard.
When you lived there, the house had already been raised, Carrie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And literally, I'm not kidding when I say it was, one street up from where I lived.
Hmm. Huh.
Carrie, thanks for the call. This is why I have raised eyebrows with respect to the wife. I'm sorry, but I do. The investigation began while Baumeister and his wife of 24 years were in the middle of an emergency divorce. The day after their 15-year-old son found the skull and the bones, her wife was granted an emergency protective order and custody to keep him away from her and the three children. At the time, he explained away the discovery, saying it was part of his late father's medical practice. Mm-hmm. Okay?
His dad was an anesthesiologist.
Okay. Your 15-year-old son comes in and says, I found a skull. Mm-hmm. You get an emergency divorce less than 24 hours later. There ain't no way she didn't know something was going on.
Well, she certainly suspected something.
You would have to have more than that to go to a court and say, when he was saying, this is from my dad's medical practice, I just threw it out there. Okay.
You just threw a skull out in the
24
field.
Hours later, she's granted somebody knew something was going on. She might have not have known the scope or, you know, unless you believe he copped to it to her that night, which I don't believe.
Now, I haven't seen the documentary yet, but there are some people on the text line, and we had a couple callers who couldn't hang on the line that alluded to the theory that maybe he wasn't doing it on his own. Not saying the wife was involved.
Yeah, the emergency protective order and divorce 24 hours after the first bone publicly surfaced would lead me to wonder if there was not some motivational blindness going on there.
By the way, they're saying that Bob's Bazaar was a storefront in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That had bones in the window.
Yeah. That's well reported.
Wow.
Just a long time ago, Sam. That was before my time here.
I'm not going to give the address out of his house. You can find it on the internet if you're really that interested. But, He died at Bob Berdella died at the age of 43 of a heart attack in prison. He was considered by neighbors flamboyant, yet helpful and civic-minded.
Oh, yeah, he was helpful.
Despite the generally unkempt state of his property and his somewhat haughty attitude, he worked with the South Hyde Park Crime Prevention and Neighborhood Association.
Oh, he was preventing crime.
Becoming their chairman in the early 1980s, encouraging neighborhood watch patrols.
Isn't that crazy?
He also volunteered at fundraising events for a local public television station until the mid-1980s. Huh. Okay. An Army combat veteran whose Gulf War experience triggered severe mental problems is scheduled to be executed this afternoon in Florida for the shotgun killings of his girlfriend and her three young children in 1998. Barring a last-minute reprieve, highly unlikely, Jeffrey Hutchinson is set to receive a lethal injection at 5 o'clock Kansas City time at the Florida State Pen in Stark, Florida. The execution, if carried out, will be the fourth in Florida this year. Hutchinson, who is 62, has long claimed that he is innocent and that two unknown assailants perpetrated the killings as part of a U.S. government conspiracy aimed at silencing him over his activism on claims of Gulf War illnesses and other issues affecting veterans.
Leavenworth County officials quickly are warning residents of a new phone scam. In the latest scam, callers posing as members of the sheriff's office are falsely claiming that you have a warrant out for your arrest for missing jury duty. Quoting here from Todd Thompson, the scams look very convincing. The number that comes into your phone appears to be from Tonganoxie, appears to be from a sheriff's office. They say there's a warrant for your arrest over the missed jury duty. The scammer in one of the cases left a voicemail and then even picked up the phone when they called back. And they said, look, we need a payment immediately for bond to get you out of this. And then they want your credit card.
Can we jump back to the Bill Belichick story really quickly?
Oh, God.
Sure.
They've gotten the emails about the HBO show blowing up.
Yeah.
She demanded to be an executive producer. She demanded to get dailies before every day of filming. And she also demanded via email, in quote, she needed to be treated with respect.
Okay.
Or they wouldn't get to use the coach's
sweet cheeks
image.
Okay. You're wearing a mermaid costume taking photos with your boyfriend who is 96,000 years your senior. The respect ship sailed a long time ago.
I must be treated
with respect. The respect ship sailed.
We used to have a saying about this, getting too big for your britches.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's my prediction. This relationship doesn't make it to the end of July.
I think you're wrong.
Speaking of ship sailing, does anybody ever find the message in the bottle?
Yes, sometimes they do.
We'll tell you about it.
Oh, nice tease, Sam. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.